what are Richard Dawkins' objections to the moral argument? There are various forms of a moral argument for God's existence. A very simple one might go like this. If God does not exist, then objective moral values and duties do not exist. That is to say, in the absence of God as a transcendent ground or plumb line for moral values and duties just become sociobiological spin-offs of the evolutionary process. They're relative to time and place, culture, and individuals. So if God does not exist, objective moral values and duties do not exist. Premise two would then state, but objective moral values and duties do exist. In moral experience, we apprehend a realm of moral values and duties that impose themselves upon us. For example, that it is wrong to torture a little child for fun. But it follows from those two premises that therefore God exists. Now, what does Richard Dawkins say in response to this argument? Well, it's striking that in the God delusion, he actually affirms both of these premises. On the one hand, he says that if God does not exist, then there is no good, no evil, nothing but pitiless indifference. He says we are just machines for propagating DNA. So he seems to agree with the first premise. At the same time, however, it's very evident that Richard Dawkins is a die-hard, stubborn moralist. His book is filled with moral judgments. For example, he condemns unequivocally the Incan practice of human sacrifice. He condemns the religious indoctrination of children. He condemns persecution and harassment of homosexuals. He condemns prizing cultural diversity over the interests of Amish children. He even gives his own amended Ten Commandments in the book for guiding moral behavior. So it's very clear that Richard Dawkins is a moral realist who believes in the reality and objectivity of moral values and duties. The problem is, in conjunction with that first premise, that implies that God exists. And Dawkins doesn't seem to connect the dots. He holds to the truth of both premises, but he doesn't seem to realize the logical implication of doing so, namely that God exists. So on pain of irrationality, Dawkins is himself committed to the existence of God.